Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Today's episode will be about pursuing a master's degree in Germany. Our guest, Tom Kleist from the Student Counseling Service, shares expert advice on the application process and sheds light on the possibilities awaiting aspiring students. Okay, so hello, Tom.
Hi.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and what led you to pursue a career here at Leuphana University?
Of course. So my name is Tom Kleist and I'm the student counselor and I work mostly for the master's programs. I studied my bachelor's in business psychology and my master's in human resource management, and I did that also at Leuphana University. And during my studies, I already worked for the student counseling service and made my qualification in systemic counseling. So it was quite normal for me to pursue that path. And for me, it was always interesting to work for a university, since I think it's very interesting to work together with students and support them in their educational and personal path.
So you're actually know what it's like to study here and what's like to work here. So it's like double experience, I believe. Can you describe the role of the student counseling service in supporting master's students?
Yes. So as a student counselor, I support the master's students during the whole, we call it student life cycle. That means we accompany them before they even study at our university. So if they are just interested in Leuphana, we help them to choose the most suitable study program for them. And I am also responsible for the opening days, which is the onboarding for our graduate school. And here I mostly plan everything and support the students in creating, for example, their individual schedules. But also sometimes the studies don't go that way they should go. And if students have any study related issues or maybe have some study doubts, we're also there. The master thesis, for example, is a very intense time for most of the students. This is also the reason why we support them individually there when they get stuck or face motivational issues.
So it sounds like actually quite a lot. Can you tell us about the master's programs offered at Leuphana University?
Yeah, so we offer 18 programs from 6 very variety areas. We have programs in the area of sustainability, psychology, management, governance and law, cultural studies, and teacher education. Most of our programs are taught in English, some are only taught in German, and I think it's a very interesting combination of programs that we just offer at Leuphana.
Yeah, that's true. It's very diverse, actually. And do you think that is what sets Leuphana University's master's programs apart from other universities in Germany?
I think this is just one aspect of it, but we offer also some so-called joint and double degrees, and they offer our students a very unique cultural and international experience already at their studies. If you decide, for example, to work in organizational psychology, you will study in Maastricht, in Lüneburg, and Valencia. So three different universities, three different countries, and three different cultures, which is quite cool, I think. And one very important point is also our unique study model, where we focus mostly on interdisciplinarity. And at Leuphana, our students can broaden their horizon with their complementary studies. And here the students discuss topics with students from all the master's programs. So you won't only get in contact with your own master's program, but with all of the master programs. And furthermore, you can do some certificates in the master's, in the complementary studies. So the certificates are, for example, the gender diversity certificate or the sustainable entrepreneurship certificate, and they are a very good way to sharpen your own study profile. And also, I personally think that the courses are very interesting, which you can choose there. Yeah, so I think certificates are a really good thing that also are unique for Leuphana University. And last but not least, we have a very nice campus. It's very beautiful in the summer. We have short ways. And speaking of short ways, you can also do the doctoral track, which is very interesting because after the bachelor's, you can do your doctorate and the master's degree at the same time. And there you can also work parallel on your master's degree and your doctorate, which is quite interesting because if you already know after your bachelor's degree that you want to do a doctorate, that's a perfect opportunity.
Yes, indeed. But it sounds very intense, though, right?
It is. This is also the reason why we are just about to create a kind of supportive program for all of doctoral track students. Yeah, but we also think it's very intense, but it's also a nice opportunity.
Yes. My next question is quite complicated because I want to ask you about the admission process for the master's programs. Do you think it's possible for you to walk us a little bit through it?
Mm-hmm. I can do that, of course. So you already mentioned it. The process is quite complex, but I try to break it down. Basically, we have two different pathways we need to explain, and it really depends on the country that you made your bachelor's degree in. But the good thing is that you can apply completely online and you don't need to send any documents to Leuphana University or UniAssist. So on the one hand, we have the degrees which are pursued within EU, EEA or Switzerland. They have to apply directly at Leuphana via MyCampus until the 1st June of every year. And on the other hand, we have the degrees from all of the other countries outside of the EU. They have to apply via UniAssist until 1st May of every year. So it's very important that there are two different application deadlines, and UniAssist will check basically the equivalence to our German bachelor's degree, and then they forward the application to us. So after the application has been filled out completely online, whether UniAssist or at MyCampus, we formally check if the language requirements have been met and if all documents are there. And then the selection committee will decide whether the degree suits the subject-specific requirements or not. If both steps are successfully finished, you will participate in the selection procedure in which the university decides if we can offer you a study seat or not. And the letters of admission can be seen online in MyCampus, I think, from mid-July on.
Oh, okay. So it's a new process, actually, is it? Was it like that before, or...?
It was like that before, but the application deadline was for UniAssist the same as for our application directly at Leuphana. Mm-hmm. So now it's new that the application deadline for UniAssist is earlier than for EU students.
Oh, yeah, that actually makes things a little bit easier, I guess.
For us, of course, but for most international students that didn't study within the EU, they have just 1 month of application.
Oh, wow.
So they really need to be aware of this deadline.
Good that you put emphasis on how important it is to actually keep a track of all the deadlines.
Yes.
So you briefly mentioned language requirements.
Mm-hmm.
For international students applying to the master's programs. Can you say something more about that?
Yeah, so if you want to apply, there are basically three requirements that need to be met. First of all, you just need a bachelor's degree or at least 81% of it. Then you need the language requirements and you need to meet the academic requirements, which we call consecutivity. So regarding the language requirements, every program that is taught in German, for them you will need to hand in also German language proofs, but for all other programs, so really for all of our programs, you will need to prove that you can speak English on a certain level. For some programs, the English requirements might be higher, mostly for the joint and double degrees. For example, for psychology and sustainability, you have different English requirements than for the other programs. And regarding the subject-specific requirements, which we call consecutivity, there is a list on our website where you can see which disciplines you should have studied, and you can check for yourself if that suits. And it's very important that you have a look on our application website, because sometimes it could be different or difficult, better to say, to find out which English requirements are exactly the ones that I need to fulfill.
Okay, that's a really good advice. Would you say that German universities support master's students during their studies? No, goodbye.
Actually, I think in every university, for example, there is a student counseling service, right? So especially in Lower Saxony, by law, the student counseling service needs to be there. But I think especially for master's students, Leuphana, for example, offers a lot of opportunities. If I would count them all, I think we could fill a whole episode about that one. But maybe I could focus on some of the institutions, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
The international office is, I think, especially for international students, the most important institution. They will accompany you before, during, and after your studies. Furthermore, a lot of students might come from a different research background, which is especially in the master's programs a little bit difficult, because we have all of the varieties of cultures, of different cultural backgrounds. And here, the Center of Methods and also the Writing Center can support you for the scientific projects you have in your master's degree. Some of the students, I mean, it didn't happen that one of them joined me in my counseling service, but I know that there are some students who have children already, and the family services they're the right institutions for you. Maybe just two more services we offer. The career service is also very important if you want to stay in Germany, or also if you're looking for student jobs, for example. And if you have any questions which are related to your studies or study doubts, you can always come to me, to the student counseling service. And we also work closely together with the psychological counseling, which was very important during coronavirus, for example, because a lot of students suffered during that time, and that was also the time where we counseled. But next to those institutions, we also offer some extracurricular workshops in our so-called grad skills, in which you can, for example, learn how to manage your master thesis, or how to manage your stress level, or how to find a topic for your master's thesis. So those are workshops we just offer exclusively for the master's students.
That's actually quite a lot. So thank you for telling us about all of those. Do you also know about any other opportunities available?
If you want to go as a student and participate in research projects or work outside of the classroom, you always have the opportunity to find an initiative that is quite fitting for you. Those are very broad at Leuphana University. We have a lot of them. And I would also recommend you, for example, to apply as a research assistant at one of the institutes we have. And also, you can select some courses, for example, in the complementary studies, in which you participate in any projects that are working together with any practical partners. So you solve their real life questions, which is also, I think, a quite nice opportunity to just do some projects and get in touch with the real world.
Yeah, that's really important, actually. Yeah. Can you maybe share some success stories of Leuphana University master's graduates and the careers they have pursued after graduation? Do you have any examples in your mind, perhaps?
So if it comes to the students that create any success after their studies, most of the times I see the students before and during their studies, but not afterwards. But I think it also really depends on how you would define success.
Yes, that's very subjective, true.
I think in that case, it would not only mean to become a leader of a company or to make a lot of money. I think it would also be successful if you found an environment in which it's possible for you to work under the conditions and the contents that you're really interested in. And if it comes to that, I have the feeling that most of our students have a good feeling about what they find successful. I just remember one graduate from public economics, law and politics, who is working now as a public relations manager on Alchemy, which is like a company, and they produce carbon dioxide-free cement. So it's not completely carbon dioxide-free because that is not working, but they try to reduce it. Other students I know, especially from the management programs, work now for companies like Boston Consulting Group or McKinsey. And there's also one example which I personally think it's pretty cool. One of our cultural students works now at the Schokoversum, which is like a company in, or more a museum, I think, in Hamburg, in which you can taste chocolate, in which you can make your own chocolate. And for me, as someone who really enjoys eating chocolate, I think that's a really successful story. So I'm always impressed by where our graduates land, because it's very various and it's very, yeah, colorful where they land in the end.
I actually really, really love your answer, because just, I think, like a few days ago, I had this conversation with a friend about what actually successful means. It was like a conversation about, he mentioned something like, oh, this company is worth seven figures, so I'm super successful and super happy. And I'm like, well, but maybe success doesn't mean that it's just worth a lot of money, because you are complaining all the time that you're stressed out and you're not really happy with how the work conditions look and things like that. So it's really, really cool that you mentioned that, that actually, yeah, being successful isn't only about how much money you make, but also if you're satisfied and happy about your job.
Absolutely.
Okay. So in your opinion, what are some of the biggest challenges facing graduate students today?
I think for graduate students, there are a lot of challenges. Imagine you're coming from a different country, just being here for the master's degree for 2 years, right? So that's really, really an intense time. And I mean, from those 2 years, half a year, you just write your master thesis. So really here on campus, you will only be for 1.5 years. And within that time, you need to do everything you've done in your bachelor's. So getting to know new people, you need to get to know the university, you get used to a new culture, also to a new study culture. So I think one of the challenges is really to adapt to a new system or a new university in that sense, in quite a short amount of time. Furthermore, a lot of students, especially our graduate students, work next to their studies. Since our study programs are quite intense, it's very hard for some of them to combine work, studying, and also having a kind of social life or also balancing everything. Another factor is that most students, I think especially in the management programs, but also in our law program, perceive their environment as very high performing. So they think, oh, I'm so bad at quantitative research methods. Why am I the only one that is so bad at the subject? But in real life, a lot of students...
I am also really bad at quantitative methods.
Then you know what I'm talking about. Say,
I actually have this semester, so I'm suffering.
Yeah, and I think also our graduate students are in a permanent transition between studying and already starting to look out for jobs. They're already writing some applications to prepare their careers. And all of this can put a lot of pressure. And I also see that in my counseling sessions. And if we come to the question how to overcome those things, what I do most of the time is that I try to tune the expectations of the students with the reality. So for example, most of our students need 5 semesters instead of 4 semesters. Our statistics show that. And when a lot of students hear that, they're just relieved because they thought, oh my God, I have to finish within 4 semesters. Otherwise, no employer will hire me because I was too slow. But I recommend, or would recommend, depending on the situation, to really talk with someone professional in the student counseling service or also with your peers about that, and then you will already see that you're not alone suffering from the research methods. And also, depending on the personal situation, I'm always a fan of taking the time also to reflect on what you've just learned in your master's. Take a semester off, or maybe make an apprenticeship, or take your time to do some courses that you've always wanted to do. And furthermore, in my eyes, the master's is an essential time in which your personality develops even further. And development also needs time to grow, but also rest to understand your growth before. And it would be very sad if you just leave the university, start a new job, and think, oh my God, what have I done the last 2 years? So my tip would here be to overcome, just take your time, talk with others, talk with professionals, and take your time for your master's, because it's your program and not the program of someone else.
Certainly, that's a very useful approach. Thank you for telling us about that. Can you share any upcoming projects or initiatives that are being developed at this university to enhance the student experience?
Of course. So as I said before, we're currently working out a support system for our doctoral track students. So right now we only offer the doctoral track without this support program. And this is something we are currently really working on. Furthermore, I mentioned the grad skills before. In the student counseling service, we always have a look on the demands of the students. For example, we have now the new master's in law, and law students are known for their high stress levels. So we are currently developing a stress management program, especially for them. And if this turns out to be a good program, we will offer it to all of our master students.
Stress management program. Yeah. That sounds like something I need.
I mean, the student counseling service is always open for questions like that. So you can just ask if there is anything like that. Yeah, and since we know how challenging studying in Germany for international students can be, we are also planning a new onboarding offering next to the opening days from, I think, the international office, so that we could also offer, for example, cultural exchanges or cultural trainings. So how to deal within some certain questions in Germany. And the last thing I want to offer here is we also want to offer more group sessions for international students and especially international applicants, so that they have a very good idea of how to apply in the end for our university.
Coming to my last question, what advice would you give to prospective students considering applying to master's programs in Germany?
So my advice would be start as soon as possible with planning everything. Especially the English requirements are important, and you need to take maybe some tests to prove the English requirements. Keep in mind the different application periods I just mentioned before. This year we had a lot of students who didn't understand it, and I think some of them were quite sad that they couldn't apply for our programs. In some cases, it could make sense to already make a visa appointment at the embassy for example, mid of August, as soon as you have your letter of acceptance. That would also be very important. And as soon as you've decided for Leuphana, start immediately with the search for a room or a flat, not only in Lüneburg, but also maybe in the areas close by, because once you are in Germany, it's much easier for you to find other flats. But last semester, unfortunately, we had a lot of students who had really, really severe issues in finding a room. So this is really something you should take care of.
Yeah, I was changing my apartment like a month ago. So I know what you're talking about with finding an apartment in Germany. Yes, it can be sometimes quite difficult. Okay, so I think that's all that we are supposed to discuss today. Thank you so much for your time and really good advice.
You're welcome.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leufana.de, Spotify and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.